Welcome to Canada's Real Estate Podcast, your compass to all things real estate. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's real estate experts.
Okay, today this one's going to be maybe short and sweet, but something I think that's important for us to talk about, and that is property tax. And this is a big one right across Canada, because I think every municipality that I'm aware of is trying to figure out how they're going to get more money out of their citizens. And this is just a reality of the economy that we're in and have been for the last over a year now. So I know that, Adrian, you have a story to tell about how people can go about this to make sure that we're just not getting that piece of paper in the mail and just taking it with a grain of salt, that we do have the ability to dispute it. There's ways that you can go about it. Now, you have to probably engage in some professionals, and I know you're going to touch on that. This isn't one that you just don't like what they've proven here, and you know your neighbor's house sold 3 years ago for $200,000 less, and that's what you want your assessment to read because that's what you want to be taxed on. So I'm going to turn it over to you to just talk about the process that one can go through if they feel that what they have been served by the city is not really, in fact, a true representation of the value of the property. And we talk a lot about assessments and value in these podcasts, but that's the world that we're in, I guess. All of our industries reflect that. So
yeah. So disclaimer, you can use this opinion on your primary residence or your rental property portfolio. It's actually most common in commercial real estate more so than residential, which is where I learned about it. I learned about it on the commercial side and thought, can't we do this with residential? So next is the why, right? Before I go into the what. So the why is when you own a portfolio of rental properties, or when you own a house and have housing costs, you want to minimize your expenses, right? But you certainly don't want to minimize your expenses on preventative maintenance, because that has long-term positive effect. You want to minimize things like your interest, your property tax, amongst perhaps others. So I think one of the fears that people have about appealing or fighting their municipal property assessment, which in most jurisdictions, I believe happens every 4 years, it may be different depending on where you are, but you get this letter in the mail saying that the municipality or the city or the RM, the real municipality, if you live in the country, has assessed your home based on all of the different factors in that region. And here's your new proposed assessment. And if you wish to appeal it with the Board of Revision or just the Municipal Appeal Board, you can do so. And here's the instructions. So I don't know very many people that actually do that, because I think the first thing they fear is, well, if I appeal my assessed value, my home will be worth less. False. Mm-hmm. The assessed value is really just used to decide how much property tax that you have to pony up. Yeehaw, if you live in the country, right?
Which, I just want to interject for 1 second, which your assessment is done about every 4 years. I think that's fairly standard in most municipalities that I'm aware of. But the tax rate can be adjusted by those municipalities on an annual or even more, like we have no control over that. When
correct, the mill rate can change any budget year in that municipality.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if it might seem okay based on the tax notice that you got with that assessment, but that could change. So you always have to be forward thinking that if you don't agree with that assessed value, there's things that you can do.
So that's right.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. And you can listen to how properties are assessed and appraised in the different methodologies in other episodes that we've done. But, you know, want to put those fears to rest that your municipal assessment, okay, is not what you can sell your home for, is not what the bank is going to necessarily use as a dollar value of the value of your home. They have many different other methodologies for that. So don't worry. If you want to lessen your property tax burden, feel free to try, right? So you got a couple of ways to do it. Number one, you can do it yourself. It's actually not hard. And the Board of Revision or the Appeal Board in your municipality is actually quite used to people coming with a napkin with their notes, okay? You have to show up. You have to follow the instructions and go. And what you might use is you might just look up other addresses on your street or within a block or two, look up the square footage, right? Do they have a finished basement? Don't they? Do they have a garage? Don't they? You can do some of this research. It's quite easy to determine, hey, you know, my neighbor's house is identical and their assessment is $100,000 less. They're paying a lot less property tax and it's nearly the same home, right? So you can do some of that research yourself. But if you're not comfortable or if you have a whole portfolio, there are organizations or companies in Canada, you can Google them, and this is all they do. There are even some appraisers that will provide the service. And many, if most of them, will actually only charge you a fee if they are successful in the appeal of the assessed value. And their fee, at what I've personally paid in the past when we do this for our rental portfolio, is 50% of the first year annual property tax savings. Okay.
Wow. I wish I would have had this conversation with you before I went and did an appeal for one of my investors.
Yeah. So there's really, I mean, I'm sure there are service providers that do charge. I can't speak for every single one, but based on my experience, there are local providers out there that will actually do it for a portion of the savings, which makes a lot of sense to me. And, you know, it does have other, like I personally had seen some other positive effects that I think getting into would be counterproductive. But I strongly recommend that if you feel that your property is overassessed and you're paying too much property tax, definitely follow the instruction on the assessment, do it yourself, get a professional to help you. And remember, minimize that sort of not worthless expense, but come on, who loves to pay use taxes and property taxes? Nobody loves that, right? Mm-hmm. So minimize your exposure on that. But I would encourage you to use the savings on preventative maintenance, right? Because we see so many rental property owners not invest enough in their assets. And then, you know, at certain marks in that property life cycle, like, oh, I have to do the roof, or oh, I have to fix the foundation, or oh, I need new windows. And if you'd planned for that using the savings that you'd found in smart places of your expenses on the rental, then you wouldn't be shocked with those other capital expenditures that properties so desperately need and should have.
Great, great advice. One of the things that people may not understand, that these assessments come out 4 years, but actually the data that's being used is older than 4 years. And we did a previous episode in talking about data. We've done a couple episodes talking about the value of data. So I hope that that improves over time and that we can actually get to a point where municipalities can use really up-to-date data, because the real estate cycle is a cycle and the data that they're using drastically changes. In some markets can drastically change year over year, let alone looking at maybe 4 years or more afterwards. So lots of improvements that could always happen. But thanks for the tips, Adrian. And I think you brought up some great points that people could be using that they never even really knew they had the ability to do.
That's right. Okay.
So that's real estate in Canada.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Real Estate Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating. The content shared is for informational purposes and reflects the opinions of the hosts. Connect with us online at canadasrealestatepodcast.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.